Head Coach Mike McCarthy joins us now. And, Mike, I saw all I needed to see on your first offensive drive. 14 plays, 74 yards, 9 of them runs. You cap it off with an Eddie Lacy plunge for a touchdown. That had to do the coach's heart good, huh?
Definitely. There's a number of things you try to accomplish in these preseason games, and really it all starts up front. And we've been talking about it for weeks, the ability to run a football and stop the run. And teams that are good stop and run, they're usually pretty good running the football, vice versa. So it's an emphasis. It's something that we need to continue to work on. I thought the opening drive set the tempo for the game, and I thought we did a lot of good things tonight. So I thought our coverage units really jumped out to me on special teams. Offensively, I thought we established the ability to run the football and got the keep game going a little bit, and had a couple long drives. And defensively, keeping them out of end zone. Our guys are flying around hitting. I thought our pursuit and finish was better from last week to this week. So we definitely took a step as a football team.
Mike's talking about that defense. You held the Raiders to like 73 total yards in the first half, and the Raiders played their starters the whole way. What a terrific performance.
Yeah, definitely. It's great experience for our young guys to play against, the Raiders, their first unit. Obviously a very good football team, very talented football team. So to have production, against that caliber is great for our guys. And our younger players that were out there will obviously gain confidence from that. But more importantly, we're establishing our play style for 2016. Every team's different. That's our approach, and I think we definitely took a step in the right direction.
Mike, do you know anything about Brett Hundley and the ankle injury? And also, how'd you gauge his play? Wasn't long, but how'd you gauge his play when he was in there?
I thought Brett played well. It's unfortunate. He pretty much re-injured the same ankle, same injury. So it's not as bad as the original injury is the initial diagnosis. But I thought he did, started off with a great first drive there, and then unfortunately got hurt on that third drive.
Mike, prior to the game, you were talking about John Crockett and wanting him to make some kind of a statement. Well, tonight he averaged 4.3 a carry, scored a touchdown. Did you like what you saw out of him?
Definitely. I thought John did a lot of good things. I thought he ran excellent, particularly on the second level, broke tackles. The touchdown run was obviously a big play for us. So, John definitely took a big step today.
Mike, it seemed like both punters struck the ball well tonight. I know Tim Mastey got one block, but that wasn't his doing. But both seemed to strike the ball well. Is that getting any clearer as you go along?
I think it's going to probably take all four games. I mean, it's you don't have enough reps for those guys, and we're evaluating everything. Every punt's calculated, and I think they both clearly stepped it up today. From Cleveland,
you allowed Jordy Nelson to warm up with the team, and just watching him, the team's response, it looked like it was good for the soul of the Green Bay Packers to have Jordy back in the huddle, back running routes.
Yeah, it was great to get Jordy back out there, and he obviously passes his physical and was able to go through some individual drill the other day, and we just want to keep moving the process along, and he'll probably stay in the same mindset as we go through the week preparation for San Francisco.